second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you as we are live here at Centennial Sportsplex. Predators on the ice currently, doing a little practice every Friday at this time. Talk to Big Joe on the go. Talk about a little high school football. He now joins us. Joe, good morning. If people want to get all their scores and all their info tonight, where do they need to go?
My man, need to go to Main Street Preps. It's on Twitter at Main Street Preps. And Russell and Tyler and Donovan and all the guys and gals do a great job of updating the scores, not only scores, but giving you stories as well from the big games that happen on Friday night and Thursday night. So thank you for that. Main Street Preps for everything.
We talked to Kelly yesterday, and we know that big matchup, the big clash between Oakland and Riverdale is coming next Friday, but how about that game last night with Oakland?
It's amazing. You know, CPA goes down there, Oakland wins 27-24, and just like the Lipscomb game 2 weeks ago, I mean, you've got great coaches, great programs, great talent, great environment, and you had a ball game last night that came down again to the final play of the game, and Oakland stops Cade Law, the CPA quarterback, from getting in there. So what a great game, and it's what we love about high school football. And so, you know, they're not going to see each other in the playoffs, so obviously in two different divisions, but now you just wait for what could be the collision course of CPA and Lipscomb in the state championship game again. And Oakland, you know, doesn't get tested a lot, obviously, you know, with this season, with some schools are being down. But they've gone through two good tests with Lipscomb Academy and now CPA. Now they wait for Riverdale next week, and it's the Battle of the Borough again. And my goodness, what an atmosphere that'll be next week as both teams are undefeated, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait for that game.
Who would you say, Joe, in your opinion right now, is the best team in the Mid-State? Who's one? Who's two? I don't care about classifications, divisions, where they are. Through your eyes, who are the top three teams in the Mid-State, in your opinion?
Well, you got to go with Oakland, CPA, and Lipscomb. Those are the ones that I tell people, because a team is in Division II, Class 2A, that doesn't mean they don't have any talent. That just means their enrollment is not big enough to go up in other classifications. So don't look at those teams and you say, well, you know, there's not a lot of talent there. Like DCA went down and played Silverdale Academy, Baptist Academy, which is in Chattanooga. They don't have a lot of numbers. That's a fantastic team. So don't look at numbers that way as far as, well, yeah, there's, you know, because of lower classification, not a lot of great players there. That is so false. But right now, if you look around the way, you've got Oakland, you've got Lipscomb, and then you have CPA at the top. And then, you know, teams like Riverdale are playing fantastic now. And you got, you know, Innsworth is now 6-1 after a start coming out. So, but you look at the teams at the top three, it's got to be Oakland, CPA, and Lipscomb right now.
All right, so you just brought up Innsworth. MBA and Innsworth tonight.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about that one?
Innsworth has won 5 in a row. MBA has won 3 in a row. And you know what? That's a game we talked about last week when they said, you know, throw the records out. It's a huge game. It's a huge game in the region for both those teams tonight. So Innsworth is 6-1 overall. MBA 4-3. I'm not sure that Marcel Reed's going to play tonight. You know, he can come game-time decision. He got injured last week. Hope he's well. I hate to see kids get injured in high school because they have such a limited time to play of games. And so hopefully he plays tonight. But anyway, what happens, that's going to be a good game. Innsworth quietly under the radar, and they're 6-1, so that'll be a good game. It's at NBA tonight.
I want to give you props for your visit with us last week because you brought up, and you had brought them up before, but they had a big game last week, and so I made sure to check out them because I didn't know anything about them. Well, is it Summit, right, with the two twins that have committed to Kentucky?
Yeah, the Wade twins. And, again, how they've gotten out of Tennessee to go to Kentucky, I have no idea. And they're some of the best high school football players I have ever seen. And tonight they take on Independence, which is a neighborhood game. Summit's 3-0 in the region. Independence is 2-1. You know, if Independence can get a win tonight, that shakes up the region. If Summit wins, you know, they'll have a nice little cushion there. Summit should win, but Scott Blade's a heck of a coach. People don't realize this. Scott Blade, the coach at Independence, he was head coach at Hillsboro in 2008, but then won the state championship. That's the last Metro school to win a football state championship. So, Scott Blade, I never underestimate him. That should be a good game tonight.
All right, Joe, we're here at Metro. We're at the Predators practice, so that means the ever-present Craig Partner Baugh has been around. And so you know his ties to Overton High School. So I got the full-on Overton Bobcat report from Partner before practice today, 5-2. They've got Cane Ridge. We talked a little bit about Overton last week, but give us the Metro report. Give me a couple other teams to look for there. Is Overton in the hunt? I know they're 2-0 in their league right now.
5-2
overall. Yeah.
You were stealing my notes, Willie, because that is the Metro game of the week. That game's at Overton. Cane Ridge is 4-0 in the region. Overton's 2-0. Look, Cane Ridge, Eddie Woods, the head coach at Cane Ridge, does a fantastic job. They got great athletes there, great kids. But, again, Arsense Broom is the head coach at Overton. He's one of my favorite people, favorite coaches of all time. So the thing tonight is, look, they're coming into our house. This is what Arsense Broom's going to tell his team. They're coming over to our side of town. This is a chance for us to take the lead in the region if we can knock off Cane Ridge. It's not going to be easy because Cane Ridge is a good football team, but talk about Arsense Broom. Now they're 2-0. They're rolling in the region. That's a good football game. That's going to be a good game tonight. That's the Metro game. If you want to go see it, it's right off I-65 there in Harding Place. Go over there and take in two good programs with two outstanding head coaches who mean a lot to their kids. So that's the big game, Cane Ridge at Overton tonight.
Joe Dugan is with us. Main Street Media, Main Street Preps, that's where you need to go to get all the high school football information. And another team I want to ask you about, the 3-0 in their league, 6-1 overall, Green Hill in Mount Juliet. Still a
singular.
Yeah, Green Hill.
I'm still getting
Green
used
Hills.
To that. When I first heard about this, I bumped into the first Vanderbilt game against ETSU. We're not going to talk about that game. Okay, but in the stands, I was introduced to one of the players on the Green Hill team, and I did a double take. I was like, wait, you're from Green Hills?
Yeah.
But no, he plays for Green Hill, and that's when I first learned about how good this team is.
They have, JoJo, they have some solid uniforms, but also a solid football team, and I mean, that's quite impressive because it's still very new.
It's very new, and Josh Krauss is the coach out there. He played with Sonny Gray at Smyrna back in the days when they won the state championship over there. So what do you got tonight? You've got Green Hill 3-0. They're picking on Hunter's Lane. They should have won that game pretty easily. That'll put them 4-0 in the region. Another big game in 5A5 is Wilson Central and Station Camp. Now, Station Camp is also 3-0 in the region tonight. So Green Hill gets that win tonight. That'll put them at 4-0. They'll sit and watch Wilson Central. If Wilson Central knocks off Station Camp, then they've got the upper leg in that region right now. But Green Hill, I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of good, talented kids in Wilson County, and I thought it would take a few years to get them up to par, but, man, they are killing it right now. Chase, you're right. Everybody likes the shiny stuff. Their uniforms look good. The campus looks good. The field looks good. And when you win ball games, it makes it all feel much better. So they take it Hunter's Lane tonight, and I get another big game, Wilson Central at Station Camp, who's doing a fantastic, having a fantastic year. That's a big game. Also in that area, Chase, you look at it, another big game. It's not a region game anymore because one team has gone down in classification, but Mount Juliet visits Lebanon tonight.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if Mount Juliet fans want to win one game all year long, they want to beat Lebanon. And likewise, if Lebanon goes 1-9, as long as that one win is against Mount Juliet, they're happy. But now Lebanon stayed in 6A. Lebanon is 6-1. Fantastic year. Mount Juliet's in 5A. There's going to be a huge crowd at Lebanon High School tonight to check out what's a rivalry that goes back, I think, 80, 90 years. So that'll be a lot of fun tonight as well.
So obviously the regular season is winding down. We're navigating through fall break that a lot of these schools have this time of year, so not everybody playing. But with your best opinion, who has some work to do to try and put themselves in a good position for the postseason?
That's a great question. Well, again, we talked about NBA earlier. Beating Innsbruck tonight would go a long way in helping them what they need to get done. Overton's the same way, if they can beat Cane Ridge. You know, and then look further down in Williamson County, Ravenwood's taking on Centennial. If Centennial could knock off Ravenwood tonight, they're back in the region rush right there, too. And that knocks Ravenwood down a notch. So there's a few games that you look at that way. Wilson Central, that's a big game for them. They're 2-2 in the region. They lose to Station Camp and Green Hill wins and Mount Juliet in that region. That hurts them as well. That's a good program at Wilson Central. So that's a big game for them. To me, the top game tonight in all of Middle Tennessee is down in Tullahoma. And do not sleep on what's going on in Tullahoma. They're host Montgomery Central. It's a Region 4A Class 5 game. Both teams are unbeaten. And if you've not been to a game in Tullahoma, it is the Friday Night Light game of the TV show. Everybody in that county, in that city, goes to the game on Friday. It is the social big event tonight. So Montgomery Central has got to drive a long way from Clarksville down to Tullahoma to take on this game tonight. That, to me, is the top game in Middle Tennessee. It doesn't get all the publicity that it deserves because, obviously, there's a lot going on in Rutherford County, Davidson, and Williamson County, and Wilson. But that's the big game tonight, Montgomery Central taking on Tullahoma.
Well, going to be fun. I love this time of year, getting some big as things wind down in the regular season, but have a long way to go. JoJo, always good to talk to you. Thanks, man.
All right, boys. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Big Joe on the go on Twitter. Main Street Media, Main Street Preps is where you need to go to get all that information. And Joe joins us every Friday at 11 to talk some high school football. Let's talk some BetMGM, because you can become a weekend warrior at BetMGM by playing King of the Weekend. It's a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotion section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? Download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. You must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.